Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clarence Mattern. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jeff Cross. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting second. The second baseman, Claude Corbett. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Howie Schultz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kent Peterson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Kent Peterson. And now, play ball. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skins moves to third. Waitkus moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is walked intentionally. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Skins scores. Waitkus moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek strikes out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Corbett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Cross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cross hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlkup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a pop-up towards the mound. Peterson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Littwiller reaches second base with a double. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a fly ball into right field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Littwiller moves to third. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. McCullough settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McCullough. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz has Littwiller trapped. There's the throw to McCullough and over to Pafko, who tags Littwiller for the out. Schultz moves to third. Lamarno moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0-for-1 in the game. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-1 in the game. Corbett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Skins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cross is 0-for-1 in the game. Cross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahl Cup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. 1 out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into right field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Skins hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive towards the mound. Peterson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The throw from Lamarno and he is safe. Jeffcoat steals second. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pavko is walked intentionally. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno hits a fly ball into right field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 2 in the game. Wyrostek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 2 in the game. Mattern hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a line drive into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cross is 0 for 2 in the game. Cross hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 2 in the game. Corbett hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cross scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmitz strikes out. One out. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive towards first. Schultz catches it and steps on first to double up Skins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Littwiller strikes out. One out. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cross scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schultz juggles the ball. That's an error on Schultz. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pafko moves to second. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0-for-3 in the game. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. Pafko moves to third. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a line drive towards first. Schultz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamarno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baum holds pinch runs for Ray Lamarno. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Kent Peterson. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Baumholtz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dewey Williams pinch runs for Bobby Adams. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-3 in the game. Wyrostek hits a fly ball into right field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-3 in the game. Corbett takes first base on ball 4. Baumholtz moves to third. Williams moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Littwiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretten now playing left field. Howie Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Reds. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahlcup is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dewey Williams now catching. Frank Baumholtz now playing right field. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Jeff Cross. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Walker pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Skins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skins moves to third. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.